朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
请我们翻回到创世纪二十二章。
Let's go back to Genesis 22.
我们今天没有时间细细地查这段经文。
We do not have time to look at this portion of scripture in detail.
但是耶和华以勒是在十四节。
And yet, verse 14, it mentions Jehovah Jireh.
这个名字是亚伯拉罕取的名字。
This is a name that Abraham used.
那么这个写这句话，我们知道是摩西所写的。
Of course, we know the author of the book of Genesis is Moses.
他说，直到今日，人还说在耶和华的山上必有预备。
And he said that even to this day, in the mountain of the Lord, he will provide.
换句话说，耶和华以勒不只是亚伯拉罕的经历。
Therefore, Jehovah Jireh is not only the experience of Abraham.
直到今日，可以成为我们每一个人的经历。
And up until now, we can say that this is all our experience.
这句话跟信心的关系有非常密切的关联。
There is a close relationship of this sentence to our faith.
今天早上我只能够跟两方面跟大家来思想。
I would deal with this in two aspects.
信心与试验。
The first aspect is faith and test.
第一节，这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕。
And after this, it's recorded here that God has to test Abraham.
我相信我们很容易从逻辑的推论发现，试验和信心有直接的关系。
By virtue of logics, we know that there's a close relationship between faith and test.
换句话说，信心不是一个静态的东西。
Therefore, faith is not something stationary.
不是停顿在那里。
It does not stay in one place.
你越经过考验，你的信心就越刚强。
And the faith can be strengthened by test.
彼得有很多这一方面的体验。
Peter has a lot of experiences similar to this.
他在彼得前书这样告诉我们。
In 1 Peter, he told us.
他说：“你们的信心被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显得宝贵。”
He said that as your faith were refined by test, this will be even more precious than gold, which can be corruptible.
也因着这个道理，基督徒活在地上有许多的患难。
Because of this, Christians living on this earth will have a lot of tribulations.
当做父母亲的带着小孩开始学走路的时候。
As parents raise their children and teach them how to walk.
有的时候许可他们摔小跤。
Many times they allow the child to fall.
因为摔得了小跤的人就可以避免将来摔大跤。
Because as they experience the pain of falling, they can avoid making a big mistake.
我们的父神是众灵之父，他更知道我们的需要。
Our Father in heaven is an almighty one, and indeed he understands the principle.
他知道我们需要，就把一些软弱、一些试验临到我们的身上。
Because he knows that we need this, he allows temptations to come upon us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，谁喜欢眼泪呢？
Brothers and sisters, who would enjoy tears?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，谁喜欢失眠呢？
Who enjoy insomnia?
但是有的时候，神就许可我们经历这些，让我们更深的体验到他的大能。
Many times he allows things like this to fall upon us so that we can experience his almightiness.
神为什么要试验亚伯拉罕？
Why would God test Abraham?
神为什么要试验我？
Why would God have to test me?
弟兄姊妹，我们做老师的就知道。
Brothers and sisters, we as teachers will understand.
虽然有些做老师的一天到晚考学生，他是一种报复的心理。
Even though teachers test their pupils repeatedly, but this is not because of vengeance.
但是我们知道一些健康的老师，他要考学生，都是为着学生的好处。
Yet teachers with a healthy attitude test the students for their own good.
让那些学生知道他们在这个学期所学的是可以派得上用场。
So that the pupils can find out that what they have learned can be applicable to others.
所以我们今天看见这个社会里面有几种特别的职业，他们要得执照的时候考得很严的。
Therefore, many professions in our society require examinations to have a license.
因为那是生死相关，生跟生跟死有关系。
Because their profession concerned with life and death.
我们知道医生一定要不只是毕业了以后，还要考一个执照才可以行医的。
And we know that the doctors has to pass an examination to have a license.
律师也要考试以后才可以有执照去开办公室。
An attorney has to pass the bar exam to practice law.
连盖一个房子做个建筑师都不容易，都要考试。
Even a builder and an architect has to do similar.
因为你如果不好好的考验，你就不能够有资格去做这个跟人生命可能都会有影响的工作。
Because unless you are tested, otherwise you cannot be qualified to do something that may be related to life and death.
这是我们从逻辑推论，我们知道考试对我们有好处。
This is through the process of logic. We know that it is necessary to have tests.
当我准备的时候，我发现有一节圣经，我盼望弟兄姊妹看，这是神试验我们一个我过去没有注意到的一个目的。
And yet, as I come to the scriptures, a portion of that was very interesting to me, which I did not pay attention previously.
请各位看出埃及记二十章。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 20.
二十章二十节很好记。
Chapter 20th, verse 20th.
在这里我们看见有那么一句话。
And here we notice a statement.
摩西对百姓说，不要惧怕，因为神降临是要试验你们，叫你们，这就是试验的目的，叫你们时常敬畏他，不致犯罪。
He said here, Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. God has come to test you.So that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning.
神试验以色列人是要叫他们时常敬畏神，而且因此而不犯罪。
The reason God tests the Israelites is that so they can be fearful of God and not to sin.
神试验我们也有同样的目的。
God tests us with a similar reason.
当亚伯拉罕拿起刀来要杀他的儿子的时候。
When Abraham raised the knife and ready to kill Isaac,
神的使者就说：“亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕，你不可以动手在这个童子身上。”
Angels from God commanded Abraham not to hurt the child.
十二节说：“现在我知道你是敬畏神的了。”
And he said that now I know that you are fearful of God.
我们常常说我们要怎么样更圣洁，不犯罪。
Many times we say that how can we be more pure and not be sinful?
弟兄姊妹，我们知道敬畏神和不犯罪有直接因果的关系。
Brothers and sisters, there's a close relationship between being fearful of God and not being sinning.
我们不需要去对付罪。
We do not have to deal with sin.
只要我们有敬畏神的心，我们就能够胜过罪。
If we can be fearful of God, then we can be victorious over sin.
夫妇相爱。
The love between husband and wife
就能够克服在外面有问题的丈夫或者是妻子
and can overcome many extramarital problems.
我们不是对付怎么说？哎呀，我希望家里出去不要寻花问柳，我出去不要沾花惹草，我出去不要做这些事情。
We may not have to directly deal with the extramarital temptation.
当我们爱我们妻子。爱我们丈夫的时候，外面的力量不能够破坏我们夫妇之间的关系。
Because if we should love our wives, if we should love our husbands, those problems will not be a problem.
所以不要从这些问题和枝节来下手，从正面来学习敬畏神。
Therefore, the secret is that not so much to deal with the problem directly, but rather to deal with the problem whether we are fearful of God.
所以神试验我们的信心，给我们有敬畏神的心。
Therefore, when God tests us, He wants us to be fearful of Him.
就不致犯罪。
And then we will not be sinful.
求主给我们这样受试验的信心。
May we have this faith to be tested.
我们看见香港有97年的试验，他们今天的教会大有发展。
We know we can see that despite the coming crisis in Hong Kong, there has been great development in the churches.
我不能不想到我们自己的教会。
I can't help but think of our own church.
在美国，西线无战事。
In America, there's no war at all.
在我们所能够望见的水平线，好像也没有什么压力临到我们。
As we look towards the future, in the future horizon, there has been no challenges or pressure.
我们在传福音的事上，我们大大的不如香港，就证明信心经过火烧、经过考验，对我们是有 百亿而无一害。
And yet our effort in gospel are way behind the churches in Hong Kong. It further testify the fact that the challenges and tests do great things to our faith.
信心要经过试验。
Faith has to be tested.
如果你现在正在试验之中，愿主帮助你，让你有力量能够得着更强壮的信心。
If you are being tested right at this moment because of your faith,May God help you so that your faith can grow stronger.
我们知道考试，有人考100分，有人不及格。
Of course, every test, there will be some who will have 100 marks, and some of them will fail.
也许你正在试验之中，可能你这个考试可能失败，可能不及格。
And as you are in test now, there is always a possibility that you may fail.
但是盼望亚伯拉罕的见证，给我们正面的影响。
May the model of Abraham give us a positive challenge.
这是第一点。第二点。
The second point.
很快我就提过去。信心与试验，信心与神的话。
The first is a faith and test. The second thing is that faith and God's word.
什么是信心呢？
What is faith?
信心乃是一个基督徒对着向我们说话的神的一个回应。
Faith is a reaction of us towards God's words.
创世纪十二章第一节，亚伯拉罕第一次神向他显现。
In Genesis 12, God for the first time spoke to Abraham.
二十二章第一节，神第七次向亚伯拉罕显现。
First verse of chapter 22, God spoke to Abraham for the seventh time.
都是神先向他说话。
Every time God spoke to Abraham first.
那么这些话有一个相同的地方。
There's some similarity between those words.
这些话同样的带来一个没有确定方向的要求和命令。
They all involve a command and a direction that seems to have no direction.
十二章离开本地本族父家，叫他离开一个地方，却没有告诉他到哪里去。
Chapter 12, it was a command to leave his homeland, his fatherland, to go to an area which was not defined.
二十二章叫他献儿子以撒，就是他独生的儿子，他所爱的儿子以撒。
Chapter 22, it was a command to sacrifice his only son.
但是没有提到到底那个地点在哪里，只是说带到我所指示的山上。
And yet it did not specify the location of that offering.
所以信心就要对这一句话有一个回应。
Therefore, faith is a response to those commands.
严格说，信心刚才已经说了，不是一个静态的东西，是一个行动。
Therefore, faith is not something passive, but something active.
刚才我们提到彼得讲到信心和试验的关系。
And Peter just mentioned about the relationship between faith and actions.
保罗怎么样看信心和神的话的关系？
What is the relationship that Paul saw between faith and God's words?
在罗马书第十章第九节开始。
In chapter 10 of Book of Romans, Paul dealt with it.
从第九节开始，我们看见保罗有一连串的逻辑来证明信心和神话语的关系。
And through several steps of logic, Paul talked about the relationship between faith and God's word.
到十七节的时候
，and verse 17,
保罗说：“可见，就是说他有一些证明，他现在要来做一个结论。他说：‘可见，信心是从听到来的，听到从基督的话来的。’”
Paul said that consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ.
请你注意这句话。
Let's pay attention.
跟我刚才所说的有矛盾。
There seems to be contradictions between what I just said.
我说信心是从神的话来的。
We said that faith comes from the words of God.
保罗不是这样讲。
But Paul did not say that.
说信心从听到来，听到从基督的话来。
He said that faith comes from hearing the message, and the hearing of the message comes from Christ.
我觉得很有意思。
I think this is very meaningful.
我们今天人手一本圣经。
Now we all have a book of the scriptures.
但是这是神的话。
This is the words of God.
为什么我没有信心呢？
Why do I lack of faith?
我有神的话，为什么我没有信心呢？
I do have the word of God, but I do not have faith.
我们不是那一种乡下老太太信，这是对圣经的一种迷信。
We are not superstitious about the word of God.
哦，他们做见证说，自从我信了耶稣，有一本圣经以后。
We are not saying that after we believe in Christ and after we have this book of the Bible,
我每天晚上整座圣经睡觉，我每天晚上不只是睡得很好，而且还要做了很多的美梦。
Because of this Bible, I sleep soundly every night with good dreams.
我们没有这种的迷信。
We do not have this kind of superstition.
但是我们有另外一种的迷信。
But we have another kind of superstition.
如果我常常有一本圣经，或者天天读一点圣经，我应当信心的道路应该很顺利。
If I do have this book of the Bible, if I do read them daily, my life should be a smooth sailing.
那么为什么我今天有圣经，我没有信心呢？
Why is it that I have the Bible today, but I do not have faith?
你不是说信心从神的话来吗？
Did you just say that the faith come from the words of God?
请注意保罗所说的。
Please pay attention to what Paul said.
信心，中文说信道。如果说你们看英文圣经是信心，信心是从听道来，听道是从基督的话来。
Paul said that the faith come from hearing the message, and hearing the message come from the word of God.
换句话说，信心是从有人讲道而来的，讲道是从基督的话来。
In other words, your faith come from somebody who's preaching the word of God, and of course, the word of God come from God.
所以换句话说，圣经的讲解是很重要。
Therefore, it's very important to have somebody to explain the word of God.
圣经与信心之间有一个条件。
There is a bridge between the word of God and faith.
就是对圣经正确的解释和应用，跟我们的信心才有真正产生正面的关系。
It is the correct interpretation and the execution of the word of God.
所以我们在这里发现，圣经是可以给我们信心，但是我们要对圣经有个正确的态度和应用。
Why it is true that the word of God gives us faith? But we have to have a correct interpretation and execution of those.
所以我才说信心和神的话的关系是这样子建立起来的。
Therefore, we see the relationship between the word of God and our faith.
时间已经到了，不容许我再讲下去。
The time has up. I don't have any time to go further.
但是求主帮助我们，让我们懂得什么叫做耶和华以勒。
May the Lord help us to understand the meaning of Jehovah Jireh.
借着信心来体验、支取神丰富的预备。
And through faith, we can indeed approach and have access to the greatness and the bountiful of our God.
不单单在金钱上。
Not only in terms of money.
有的时候我到一个地方去讲道。
Let's say if I go to a place to preach.
讲完道以后，人家给我一个信封。
After the sermon, somebody give me an envelope.
意思说这个就是李牧师你的车马费，或者是我们讲道对你的一点这个奉献。
And this is a token of their appreciation.
他们在信封上写五个字：耶和华以勒。
And there's a sentence in that envelope saying Jehovah Jireh.
我们知道这封信或者这里面的金钱是这个教会爱心在主面前为这个传道人所预备。
And we appreciate that as a love offering of the church to this preacher.
但是弟兄姊妹，让我们今天看耶和华以勒这五个字的时候，超越金钱的第一个限制。
But today, may we appreciate the sentence Jehovah Jireh or the Lord will provide beyond this monetary term.
我今天没有时间讲。
Today we don't have time.
其实启示录这个创世纪二十二章十四节。
But in Genesis 22 verse 14,
是指说耶稣基督上十字架而说。
It indeed implying the crucifixion of our Lord.
所以我劝今天在座还没有信主慕道的朋友们。
And for those among us who has not believed,
今天你们就可以经历耶和华以勒在你的身上。
You can experience Jehovah Jireh today.
因为让你接受神在他山上，就是哥哥他山所预备的那个耶稣基督的救恩。
Because you can receive the salvations that God has prepared for you in the Mount of Calvary.
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。